Kof Zayin Elul, Monday the 2nd of September, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan. May I carry my bunch of keys on Yom Tov?
Good morning, Rabbi Zay. Today I'd like to speak about something which is quite pertinent. It has practical application for many. And that's a Yom Tov Shaila. Can I carry my bunch of keys on Yom Tov? Well, what's exactly the question? First of all, I'm talking about a place where there's no Eruv, where there's an Issur to carry. So can I carry my bunch of keys? The question is, normally most people have keys on their bunch of keys, which presumably they don't need at all on Yom Tov, such as car keys and the likes, the keys to the office. So, although it is mutar to carry on Yom Tov, even shaloi letzarich oichel nefesh, as the Mishnah in Beis says that you're allowed to carry the child, you're allowed to carry the Sefer Torah. Why are you allowed to carry the Sefer Torah and the talis and the child on Yom Tov? It's not oichel nefesh, Abayisai. Because mitzayif shutzal letzarich oichel nefesh. So carrying is one of those melachos which is permissible on Yom Tov. However, are you allowed to carry, once you're carrying, are you allowed to carry something which you don't need for Yom Tov? You're not allowed to carry for no purpose, right? For letzorech hayom you are allowed to carry. Are you allowed to carry something extra? I run a S&P, a Svadi minion, Spanish and Portuguese minion in Gateshead, and the following Shaila takes place. We have Thursday, Friday, and Friday night davening, but not Shabbos day, because we use the premises of the boarding school. So a lot of the Bochrim and people, in order to get their machzarim, they need to come back Motzei Shabbos. Sometimes it's locked, the school is locked, and so they want to take back their machzarim after Mincha on the second day, but they don't need the machzor anymore. Or alternatively, somebody wants to daven on one day, first day of Yom Tov in one place, second day of Yom Tov in another place. You're not allowed to carry from first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov, even on Rosh Hashanah. Because when we say Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta, it's only lechumra, it's a Yom HaRichta, but really, in essence, it's 2 days. Really, only one of them is the real Yom Tov, and therefore, you're not allowed to do melacha, just like you're not allowed to cook from day one to day two. You're not allowed to carry from day one to day two. So he comes to the rabbi and says, "Can you give me an eitzah, Rabbi? How I can get my talis back home? It's too hot. It's just the beginning of September. It's a very, very early Rosh Hashanah, and it's boiling hot to wear the talis on the street. Anyway, I'm embarrassed to wear my talis godel outside, which means I need to take a coat. So, Gansak Hashem, can I carry my talis? Rabbi, can you give me an etzah?" So I came out with an etzah. This was, I think, 4 years ago. The last time, it was the same time, Rosh Hashanah. I said, "Listen, are you carrying..." It's not long ago. It was 2 years ago only. So I came out with an eitzah. I said, "Are you carrying something anyway? Are you carrying your tissues or your sefer or your machzor, which you need for today? If you're carrying it anyway, just in the same bag, put your talis in. That's called marri b'shurim. You're carrying anyway. You don't need your talis. Yeah? So, it's okay. You're just doing your marri b'shurim. You're anyway carrying full letzorech hayom. And you're just carrying more." Then I had people up in arms against this hetzer that I gave. And this is what I want to speak about. This is, yeah, are you allowed to add an item which you don't need? Okay, this is a concept of marbe bishurim. So this is the concept of marbe bishurim, and the purpose of today's shiur is, yeah, if you bear with me, is to understand the fundamentals of Marbe Bishurim, the concept of Marbe Bishurim. And if we understand the fundamentals and how the concept works, then we could arrive at practical nafkaminas, practical halachic applications of this halacha. I just want to say, as an aside, my Rebbe, Moiri Rebbe Rabbi Falk, said, whenever you're speaking about Marbe Bishurim in public, be very, very careful. because there's a lot of confusion on this subject. People that don't understand the concept of Ma'ariv Ishurim, and just be very careful about what you say. So I'm going to try and make it as clear as possible, so there's no misunderstanding. And please, if there's any questions, I'm more than happy to take questions afterwards. Right, let us start with source one. The Gemara in Beitza Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says the following. Tanu Rabbanon. You know, the Brayta says it's split into three parts. Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Oifi Miyom Tov L'Chaveiro. You're not allowed to bake from, or cook, from one Yom Tov, from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Be'emes Omru, however, they did say, Memala isha kol agdeira b'sof afa pishein atzricha lelechaticha achas. You're allowed to fill a whole pot. You only need 5 pieces of meat for your family's Yom Tov meal, right? But Motzei Yom Tov, you're inviting guests, and you want to cook already your meat. You want to have meat ready for Motzei Yom Tov, right? Let's say, for instance, an example would be in Eretz Yisrael. And you've got somebody who's making Yom Tov Sheni, a Chutz La'aretz is a guest on you, but you're an Israeli, so you have got no heter on Yom Tov Rishon, nobody's got a heter on Yom Tov Rishon, to cook for tonight. But you said, listen, I'm anyway cooking for lunch 5 pieces of meat, can I add another 5? So the Braiser says, no problem, you can fill up the whole pot with meat, even though you only need one chaticha. That's case number one. Case number two. Memale nachto im chavis shel maim, afal pi shein litzorich ela likitoin echad. You may fill a whole urn with water, even though you only need one cup of water for your tea. Right? You only need one cup of water. Nevertheless, you're allowed to fill a whole urn with water. Aval lefois, this is a Tanakhama, lefois, but if you want to bake, and you need just 2 challahs for Yom Tov, right? You're only allowed to bake that which you need, right? So what's the difference, Rabbi say? What's the difference between cooking meat in a pot, or filling a whole urn with water, and baking? You're only allowed to bake the number of challahs which you need. You can't bake more than what you need. So the answer is case 1 and case 2, is what we call Marbe Bishurim. Case 1 and case 2 is you are putting everything into the pot first, right? Before it's on the fire. You're putting the potatoes, the meat, everything into the pot. Now you're putting much more than what you need. And then once you've got your pot, then you put it onto the fire. So the act of putting it onto the fire, which is the act of Bishurim, is only one act. Okay? It's only one act, but the contents in this pot is much more than what you need, right? Similarly with case 2, right? You're filling up a whole urn, Rabbi Isai, means you filled up the urn with cold water, and then you put the whole urn onto the fire, right? As opposed to, Rabbi Isai, is it okay if I've got hot water boiling already? And I've got enough water for what I need. I said, you know what? I could do with a bit more hot water tonight. Can I add hot water to the urn? Most certainly not, because that's an act of Bishul which you don't need at all. You've got your hot water ready. Okay? So this is very important to understand the concept of Marbe Bishurim. Marbe Bishurim means I'm already got an activity which is mutar. Right? That activity is mutar. I'm allowed to heat up water for my cup of tea. I am now, before I put it onto the fire, adding more than what I need, so that my one act of putting onto the fire is now achieving much more. But it's still only one act, as opposed to the second case where I'm filling up with water, putting it onto the fire, and then adding more when it's on the fire. Right? However, lefois, the pas, that is an act of afia. Every time, every single loaf that I put into the oven is a new act of afia. So what justification? If I only need 2 loaves, what justification is there to put 3 loaves?
Put 10 on the same tray, though. Put the tray in the oven.
Oh, so what about 10 on the same tray? That's a good... But I would have thought that it doesn't all come together. It doesn't all come together. The first.
It's gone up tomorrow when they stuck it to the side of the oven, then every loaf that went in was a separate miser.
Right. Okay. Okay. So that's a good. That's a good thing to think about. What about loaves of bread on a tray? No, because I was just wondering. The first loaves come in first. The first in little loaves, even on the tray, come in first. So that you. So, sorry. No, I'm not sure if it doesn't bake at all. Of course, it doesn't bake properly. But I'm not. Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's just continue because there's a lot to get through. Right. So Afiyah is okay. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and he says, I can even allow you to put 100 loaves into your oven. Why? Mipnei. Look at number 3. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I mean, Mala isha kol atanu pas mipnei shapas nefa bizman shatanu mole. Yeah, I forgot a word, a crucial word. Pas nefa yofe. Yeah, the more bread, the more the loaves in the oven, the better the bread bakes. And therefore, although your intent in putting 5 loaves instead of 2 loaves is because you want more loaves for tonight, for Motzei Yom Tov, that's okay. Why? Because it enhances the taste of your Yom Tov Dikah Chalas. Amar Rava, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Elazar, right? Halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and therefore you're allowed to make lots of more loaves of challah than what you need. However, Rabbi Yisai, that will only apply by challah. It certainly will not apply by water, right? You're not allowed to add water once it's on the fire, right? And l'chayra, it wouldn't apply today if you've already got a pot full. L'chayra, the justification to add more meat because it enhances the taste of the meat which is already on the pot. I'm not sure if that's the Matthias. It's brought down in the place scheme that even that's okay, but I just don't know if that is true today. Whether once you've got a pot which is basically full, every extra piece of meat enhances the meat which is already present in the Gedera. Those are the Gemara, right? So that's the Gemara. So the aside of this halacha is what? Is right. We want to concentrate on the first two cases. That's our in a case where you're not enhancing the tam. So the heter is marbe bishurim. That's the concept marbe bishurim. Once I'm doing one act, then even my one act is doing more than what I need. That's okay, right? That's the heter, and it's mutar even midrabanan on Yom Tov. Right? You can heat up a whole urn, yeah, as long as you put all the water into the urn before you put the urn onto the fire. The Gemara in Chulin says. In test vavamud base hilchasa the halacha is a shechet lechayle b'shabbos muta lebari. A person who shechts for chayle sheyesh b'sakonah muta, he is allowed to eat it. He's allowed to chew the meat. Yeah, meat is raw meat is chosilion. So it's raw. Our South Africans, they'll tell you about bultong, and raw meat is raw for chewing. So the Gemara says if you shecht it for chayle, it's muta lebari b'um. So why? Because there's nothing to be geizer on. What are we going to be worried about next time he'll do? If you need to shecht a behema for a chayle, ein kazais basa b'loy shchita. The only way to do it is to shecht the whole animal. Right? So therefore there's no concern that he might stretch his allowances. Right? However, the Gemara says, ha-mevashel l'chayle b'shabbos osu lebori. However, if you cook on Shabbos for chayle sheyesh bo sakana, you may not partake of that food. You may not eat of that meat. Why not? Shemar yarbe bishvila. Because next time, you know what he'll do? I'm anyway cooking on Shabbos. So what, how many pieces of meat does he need? Two? One or two? A chaperine. Throw in another couple of pieces of meat, and I've got enough meat for my cholent. Yeah. So that gzera shemar yarbe bishvila. Right, Rabbi Yisai, what's the question on that? Gzera Shema Yarbe Bishviloi. So ask the Rashba, I don't understand. You just bought me a Gemara in Rosh in Beitza that Marbe Bishurim is Mutar. Yeah? Marbe Bishurim is Mutar. So it's says Rashba, although the Gemara is talking about Yom Tov, but what's the difference, says the Rashba, between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Yom Tov is Mutar if you need it for Yom Tov. So if you see Marbe Bishurim is Mutar on Yom Tov, why should it be any different on Shabbos? So says the Rashba, Mina Taira, it's all mutter. Mina Taira, if you're cooking anyway two pieces of meat for a chayle, yeah, and you now add, before you put it onto the fire, an extra two pieces of meat, so now instead of cooking two pieces of meat, you're cooking four pieces of meat, it's mutter Mina Taira. So what does it mean, Gzeir Hashem Yarbe Bishviloi? That's only a drabanon. Sorry. Because once I'm doing one act which has got the green light, it's got the act of putting this thing onto the fire has got the green light, then you're allowed to add, as long as you know before you put it onto the fire, more than what you need. So says the Rashba, So what does it mean, Gzeir Hashem Yarbe Bishvilo? So says Rashba, an amazing chiddush. It doesn't mean he'll add more before he puts it onto the fire. He means either he'll get another pot and cook more, yeah, or he'll add it to the pot once it's on the fire. Then, of course, it's a melacha. Now, I think you can hear that that's a doichak. That's a bit forced. Because, first of all, why should a person think that? Why should a person be so fervent? What, we allowed him to cook for a chayle? Therefore, he's going to now add to the pot. He's now going to go and cook another pot. Where do you draw the line? Well, why? Where's Mishugasa such a reasoning? Why should he think that you can add another two pieces of meat after it's on the fire already? Right? No, it's Masra Gzera. It's a Gzera on him. So I was thinking. This is a question on the Rashba's understanding. So the Chayra, the Rashba's understanding. This is my take on it, is that you will misassess the situation. You'll kid yourself, you'll rationalize yourself. You never know, he might need three pieces of meat. He might need four pieces of meat. Really, yeah, with your own interest in mind, because you want those two extra pieces of meat, right? Really, you know very well that the chayla could do fine with two pieces of meat. Because you're carried away, you're already doing melacha, and you have an interest in having meat. So you'll justify yourself in maybe he needs meat, and really, it's a false justification. That's the Rashba. The Ran says, yeah, the Ran is now going to bring a raya, that Rashba, I am sorry, but you got it wrong. Rashba, you hold marbe b'shiurim is mutar min ha-Torah, even on Shabbos, right? So if you're doing pikuach nefesh, yeah? If you're doing pikuach nefesh and you're cooking one piece of meat, you're allowed to cook even more min ha-Torah. It's just midrabon and it's also. That rabbinical prohibition is also on Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. The Ran says, come along here, Rashba, and hear this raya. I'm going to bring you a raya that Marbe Bishon on Shabbos is also min ha-Torah. So the Gemara in Menachos Samech Daled Amud Aleph asks the following question. I have a branch and I have a chayle. A chayle needs two fruits. It needs two oranges. This person has got one branch with three fruits and two branches with one fruit on each branch. Okay? He's got one branch with two fruits, with three fruits, which is more than what he needs, yeah? But on the other hand, if he does the other option and only cut the pears which he needs to do two actions of cutting. So the Gemara asks, what should he do? Do you tell him, listen, you're doing only one act, so just do one act of taking it off the tree, of removing the branch from the tree, you've got more fruits than what you need, that's okay. At least you've done one act. Or, better to do two actions, yeah? But at least if you're doing two actions, you're doing exactly what you need. You're not doing more than what you need. Okay? That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, the Gemara's poshet ishayla, you do the one act with the three, rather than two acts with the one. Okay? That's the Gemara. So, the Ran asks, Rashba, let's ask the Rashba now, Mina Torah, right? We've now got our Torah Dika goggles on, not Drabonon. Mina Torah, I've got a branch with one tree, with one fruit. And I've got another branch, sorry, let's speak about this scenario. I've got one branch with two fruits. And I've got another branch with three fruits. Right? And I only need two fruits for this chayle. Mina Torah, Rabbi Isai, according to the Rashba. Which branch do I have to take? No. Mina Torah, it's mutar Marbe B'shiurim. You can do the three even though you don't need them. Right? So, okay?
Yeah.
Do you agree? That's what the Rashba says. It's Amar Rebbe Shurim is Mutar Min HaTorah, even on Shabbos. So ask the Rana, what's the Gemara's question? If you're allowed to Min HaTorah take three, even though you only need two, so of course you should do that, you should take that option, rather than two separate melachas. Right? Of course, yeah, you don't do more melachas than what you need. Right? So if Ma'ar Bishurim is completely Mutar Min HaTorah, then what was Bichlal? What was going on? Why did the Gemara have a suggestion that it's better to cut off two branches? When you cut off two branches, everybody agrees you are doing two separate activities of Koitzer. So why should you do two melachas, right? It's like, if you've got one way, if you've got a fire on, if you've got a fire on the stove already, right? Are you allowed to on Shabbos, and you have to cook for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, are you allowed to on Shabbos say, listen, I'm going to turn on another fire, and then cook on that? Pashtos, it's also Min HaTorah. What are you making another fire for? You've got a fire already. So, you're right, you're doing Pikuach Nefesh, but you're doing one melacha unnecessarily. You've got a fire already. So just put your pot on the existing fire. So says the Ran, if Ma'ar Bishurim is completely Mutar Min HaTorah, you hear, then of course you have to take the option which only has one act of Chilul Shabbos as opposed to two acts of Chilul Shabbos. Right? So therefore says the Ran, for me, this is a proof that Ma'ar Bishurim on Shabbos is also Min HaTorah. Yeah? Ma'ar Bishurim is also Min HaTorah. That means a Hatzolah man. Yeah, according to the Ran. A Hatzolah man who has to carry his walkie-talkie, or he has to carry his medical equipment, yeah, he can say to himself, well, I'm carrying anyway, so I carry something extra, I carry my house keys, right, I carry something extra, that's Marbe Bishurim, yeah, so first of all, it's Osu Lekule Alma on Shabbos, right, even the Rashba is masking that it's Osu Midrabon on Shabbos. But the Ran says, you've transgressed an Issur Min HaTorah. You've transgressed an Issur Min HaTorah. So what's the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos? Says the Ran the following. Yom Tov is Hutra. Pikuach Nefesh, Rabbi Isai, is Dechuya, right? When the act which I'm doing is completely a permitted activity, the Torah never forbade it in the first place. It's not just it's pushed, it's waved away. Dechuya means... Lidchot means to push away. When it's hutra, then once the act is hutra, then anything which accompanies it, right, is completely mutar. Right? So therefore, on Yom Tov, the Torah is matir completely oichel nefesh. So once you're cooking one, then you're allowed to cook even more, as long as you're doing it with one act. Because that one act of putting onto the fire is hutra. However, pikuach nefesh is dechuya. Right? Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya. You are doing a Melach on Shabbos. It's the Torah allows you to do a Melach on Shabbos to save lives. Just like every Yisrael. When you eat Nevela, when a Chayla eats Nevela, Ma'achal Esasoros, he is eating Ma'achal Esasoros. Yeah? But it's a mitzvah for him to eat Ma'achal Esasoros. But he is definitely eating something which is not kosher. Right? The Torah was matter there. That's how the Ran learned. Alternatively, the Ran gives a second explanation. When the Torah was Mati, Oichel Nefesh, the Torah knew that you can't start letting a person measure exactly how much he needs and ensuring that he doesn't cook more than what he needs. That the Torah, the purpose of the Torah's Hetin, Oichel Nefesh, was to give you an element of freedom. If you start telling a person, just make sure and calculate exactly how much you need on Yom Tov, that's going to take away from the purpose of the Torah. Those are two reasons which the Ran says is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right, so how do we answer the Ran's question? Yeah, we just need to answer the Ran's question on the Rashba, and you'll see where this, where it's practical nafkamina. So comes along Rabbi Elchanan and Koibetz Shurim. Rabbi Elchanan and Koibetz Shurim in Beitza says that the Rashba has got a completely different understanding of Ma'ar Bishurim. The Rashba doesn't learn Ma'ar Bishurim like the Ran. The Ran learns, once the act is mutar, then you can do even more than what you want. The Rashba says, no. You know why Ma'ar Bishurim is mutar? Because point me to the one which you're doing in Issur. You, when you can't point, pinpoint to the one which I'm doing an Isur on, that is Marbim Shuim. So for instance, this case, I need 5 pieces of meat on Yom Tov, right? And I'm cooking instead 10. So though I don't need 10, but can you pinpoint to the one which is not Yom Tov day? You can't. So though I'm doing more than what I need, but kol chada v'chada chazile, right? Each one could be eaten on Yom Tov. That's your side of Marbim Shurim. Says the Rav Elchanan, there's no difference if you do that with one act or the two acts. And the Gemara in Menachos, which asks, should you cut the one with 3 or cut 2 with 1 each? It's talking about not when I'm cutting 1 and then another 1, because that's definitely 2 Menachos. It's talking about I'm cutting 2 both at exactly the same time. That's it, yeah? So when I'm cutting both exactly the same time, so though we would have thought, you're definitely doing 2 melachas. You're cutting 2 things. No, Rabbi Khan says, that's my Rabbi Shurim. Because you are doing an act at the same time. Can you please point a finger to which one is also? If you can't, that is my Rabbi Shurim. Says Rabbi Khan, and comes out on Chumrah as well, that comes out of Chumrah, that you can only do my Rabbi Shurim to something which you could use today. Right? If you, therefore, says Rabbi Chanan Meforish, if you put into your pot a piece of meat which will take much longer to cook than the other pieces of meat, in other words, it won't be cooked until Motzei Yom Tov, it'll be also according to the Rashba. Similarly, if you've got you're carrying anyway. So Rabbi Moshe was asked about carrying a packet of cigarettes. Says Rabbi Moshe, I only let you, carry a packet of cigarettes because, without going into the nidoy in whether you're allowed to smoke on Yom Tov or smoking at all, because each cigarette could be roi. But says Rabbi Moshe, I do not let you carry a bunch of keys where you've got keys there, which you don't need because you can't say kol chadav chadav isna. If you've got keys there to your gym or keys or to your office, which you don't need, you can't say this svara, maybe he'll need it. That's from the Shmir Shabbos Kechasa disagrees. He says you don't have to take the keys out, but not because it disagrees in principle, but he says you've got another Tosefes Heter when you've got a bunch of keys. Does anybody know? What other Heter have you got when it's a bunch of keys? And I emphasize a bunch of keys, you've got Eged, you've got the key ring tying everything together, that makes it all like one chayfet. So the Shmir Shabbos Kinyan Chasa, is matir to take a bunch of keys. However, if it's you've got a mukta item, it's better to take that mukta item out before Yom Tov. This whole chumrah that you can only do marbe bishurim. So going back to our shaila, so can you add? Can you put into your? Can you if you're carrying anyway? You're carrying your machzah because you need it for tashlich. So, I need my machzah home. So, can I carry my talis anyway? That's going on. That's it. Tira Sofa Mishim Tchilosan. But Rabbi Isai, can I carry my talis back from shul? I don't need it today on Yom Tov Rishon. But I'm carrying anyway my machzah for today. So, that would be dependent. According to the Ran, it's okay. Because once the act of carrying is mutar, then it's mutar. Then you can carry. You can carry as much as you like. Once you
how?
So okay. We're talking about without that heter. That's not always the case. It's not always the case that you're scared to get. So can he carry his talis? So it would be dependent on the Rashba. So this is what people were up in arms. I am telling them here to carry a talis. Where it's not something which he needs on Yom Tov Bichlal. So it would be turned on this. I just want to tell you, this Rabbi Elchanan was a big chiddush, and this whole chumrah is based on this Rabbi Elchanan. There's no time now to go into the answer of the Rashba, but I just want to bring a raya from the Chofetz Chaim that doesn't hold like Rabbi Elchanan. The Chofetz Chaim, in a sefer called Machane Yisrael, which was a sefer dedicated to soldiers in the Russian and Polish army, says that if the soldier needs to carry his darkon, his passport anyway on Shabbos, which is pikuach nefesh, right, he has to have his ID, or his gun, the Chofetz Chaim allows him, if he can't find a goy, he says, Avada, you should try and get a goy to do it. But if you cannot find a goy, you're allowed to carry your tefillin as well. Tefillin is not, yeah? What? So tefillin is definitely not pikuach nefesh. But once you're carrying already, then he allows you to carry your tefillin as well. Now, first of all, it's not like the run, because the run holds, Ma'abri Bishurim is also min atzairah. Yeah, so he's paskining like the Rashba, and nevertheless you see clearly not like Rabbi Elchanan. He's allowing you to be moisiv something which you definitely don't need on Shabbos, right? It's not bikuach nefesh. And nevertheless, the Chafetz Chaim was matir. So, Rabbi Isai, for this Shaila, so what I told the person, I told that you can put your talis into the same, at least, yeah, I didn't retract my psak completely. I told him you can put the talis into the same bag as your machzor, or your sefer, which you need at home. Because at least when it's in the same bag, even you've got the svara of eged kli. So you're being marbe in the eged kli, and that's perhaps this havana, this nafkamina, practical nafkamina, of are you allowed to add even items which you definitely have no use once you're carrying? It depends on this very shaila of what is the understanding of Marbe Bishurim. Rabbi, I wish you all a ksiva chasima toiva and a good bench to you, a year of nachas and brocha.